And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Down and Out, Free. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Down and Outs. Now, I was going to call them Scouse Punk, but I'm saying Liverpool Punk. I never know whether, if you say Scouse, is it being offensive? It's not being offensive, is it? It's just Scouse, yeah, isn't it?
I'm sure it's offensive to somebody. Everything is.
Yeah, it is, but you know what Scouse is, don't you?
Well, when I was a kid, we used to call it a stew. But yes,
yeah,
I know
it is. Scouse is like, but it's also, yeah, it was just like it was a poor person's stew. Lots of people around the world are named after their food.
Mm.
And I think that's where it comes from. Well, you say when you were a kid, you called it. So did you used to have Scouse then?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my family's, well, my grandma was from Liverpool. My mum, right, you know, used to live there. So yeah, we got like quite a lot of Liverpool in our family.
Yeah, I went through a phase of having Irish stew in the name of the law, and Irish stew that was called something or other that I can't remember what it was, but it was bloody horrible. I don't know. Right. It was just like boiled water with mince and potato, and that's about it, I think.
Yes, it's just like potato, carrots, and some meat gravy stewed, yeah, up. It was nice though, I enjoyed, yeah, it. I used to like,
all
it.
Alright, so yours was not, you got lucky there. Scouse is good. Mm. There you go. So yes, it must be alright to call them Scouse. Right. Point is, they've got an album out on Valentine's Day coming out this year, mm, called Double Negative. What is Down and Out's Bandcamp page?
downandouts.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. downandouts. downandouts.bandcamp.com. Com, Tony Want, Paulie Beat and the Internet Nil. The show this week is going to feature quite a lot from Liverpool and Manchester, and things between Liverpool and Manchester, all broken up with stuff from Belgium, America and Spain.
Oh.
Oh, it's quite exciting, isn't it? Something very sad for the end of the show. Exciting but sad.
Oh.
But anyway, that's miles away. Something that's not exciting or sad. Well, it is exciting, it's not sad. I should get this right, really. It's some additional material I've had in the shape of a message, a rather confusing message on Facebook, Tony.
Hmm.
I do ask every week, it doesn't happen. If you've got a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We don't get many except when Fred gets in touch, it seems to be. And it's a bit of a shame when the only person providing us with jokes in English is a bloke in Sweden. But there you go.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Now, I got... If you... The best way to get on this show is to leave a message on a Facebook page, isn't it?
A comment, yeah.
Yeah, not send us a Facebook message.
No.
However, we do check them, and I've been better at checking them.
Hmm.
So this one came through and it said, "Hi, Me and my family are huge fans of the station. We never miss a show. We love it. Could we get a mention, please, from Lee Beat and the Beat family listening from Birmingham, UK? Owen, yeah, of course, but why don't you leave a comment on the page? And he sent something back saying, haha, we love it, guys. Thanks. We appreciate the shout out. We will be listening. Here's a photo of the family for you guys. Keep doing what you do. You rock. We love you. The Beat family from Birmingham, UK, Erdington. Erdington, a part of the of Birmingham, I actually know quite well. And they did send a photograph. They messaged a photograph of this enormous family.
Mm.
And I said, are you a football team? And they went, no, the family. All right, all right. So I don't know now whether that's actually the photograph. I've kept the photograph private because I don't know whether it is Lee Beat's family or some family that Lee Beat just wants to take the mickey out of. I'm completely confused. I'm beaten, Tony. Beats beat me. I'm beaten.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm sure it is genuine and I hope you guys are enjoying the show as you have been for I don't know how long. A little bit worried about some of the people in the photograph. They were quite young, Tony.
Right, okay. Well,
and I do, if the whole family listening, it goes back to when we used to have, when we first started, when we had several schools around the world of kids, particularly boarders, who were sort of 13 or 14 years old, and that's how we started the whole Word of the Week in Swear Esperanto, wasn't it? To give them a chance in life. Because the language we were coming out with and the music we were playing at that point wasn't doing them any favours at all. I think we even put an 18 certificate on the website at one point, didn't we?
Yeah, and every show's marked as explicit as well. But
I wonder if that's what's holding us back from global domination. I think we should take off the explicit and see what happens.
Well, mostly not really. We don't really swear near as much as you used to do.
Exactly. That's why I think you can take off the explicit. Anyway, that's a production meeting we don't need to have during the show. And you're clearly being quite conservative about that and don't want to get involved. So what I'm going to do instead, Tony, is going to play two songs in a row.
Okay.
Now, these two have come from the TNS Records 2017 free-to-download sampler, which has come out this week. Now, normally when we get a TNS Records sampler, we will pick maybe four tracks off it. But we've actually played some of them already. So what I thought I'd do is just play two by bands we have played over the last year, but the songs I don't think we have. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go to what's the website again? Tell me what TNS website, you know this.
TNSRecords.co.uk, I think.
TNSRecords.co.uk, you should be able to find the link to their free sampler from there. There's 10 or 12 tracks on it. It's all very good, of course. Stay tuned for Faintest Idea. We'll talk about them after we heard them. First up, Wonk Unit, Tony. I never really need an excuse to play Wonk Unit. So when this track was up on the sampler, and one that I don't think we played before, I thought, well, we'll have that. What is Wonk Unit's Bandcamp page?
wonkunit.bandcamp.com?
It's wonk-unit.bandcamp.com or wonk-unit.bandcamp.com, yeah. So, that's why I didn't ask about the website, you know that one. It's probably been step one, Tony. One, unique punk from South London, Tony. A band like no other, I'd go as far as to say. This is Plasterer. We'll be right back.
Snickerdoddles.
I'm so angry. I mean, let's get this right. Let's get this right. Who's the real rioters? Who's the real looters in this country? It's the fucking Tories.
Listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was Faintest Idea on a track called No Gods, No Money. A bit of King's Lynn ska punk there, Tone, from the TNS sampler. I say it's free. It's a name your price one, so you can get the thing for nothing. But if you can spend a quid or a shekel or 50p or whatever it is, all money goes back into the label. They don't sort of buy boats with it or anything. I don't think they do, anyway. What is Faintest Idea's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Faintest Idea?
It is. Yeah. Facebook.com/Faintest Idea. Tony 2, Paulie B, and the internet 1. Now, I know I said to you that I was going to review Star Wars at some point. All I'm going to say is Star Wars The Last Jedi is an infinite times better than The Force Awakens, in that The Force Awakens is infinitely terrible. So The Last Jedi is thus, simply by being one iota better, infinitely better. I did really enjoy it. I thought it was great, but it's got Jedi in it, Tony.
Yeah.
And you know, the first time around, they had Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And I got cursed with the Ewoks.
Yeah.
This time around, The Last Jedi, space puffins.
There is no
space puffins.
But Chewie eating one of them and roasting one.
I liked
was
that
my
bit. I really liked that. That was the only bit of the Space Puffins I liked. But then Chewie basically went all veggie, didn't he? After
he would have turned with vegan.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. We've got an emo Darth Vader and a veggie Chewbacca. What's going on? But it was good. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way before I forgot.
Okay.
And I will also say, for long-time listeners, this is going to scare you, Tony, that I've had this line written down in my additional material bit for months now, and when it happened, it was, but it's now over 10 years since there was a punky radio station on Second Life.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. That's why we need to stay explicit, Tony, with language like that.
I know. Second Life.
Yeah. At one point, I don't know whether anybody remembers Second Life, but we never got involved in it, but someone got involved in it on our behalf, didn't they? And there was, if anyone here was ever on Second, I don't know whether it's still going, but if anyone here was on Second Life, there was a punky radio station on it somewhere. It was quite involved, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an island or something. You could go there and listen to shows, and people would turn up and listen to shows together there. And things
like
that.
Yeah, you could walk around it, couldn't you? You could walk around in it, have a sit down in it, meet up, meet friends. I think one of the reasons Second Life went south was because people started killing each other, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Sexually assaulting each other.
Oh, that was it. There was
some avatars.
Yeah, there was some dirtiness going on.
Goodness sake. Imagine that would be the weirdest hashtag Me Too ever. Right, anyway, point is, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la la.
I'll never tire of that.
Oh.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment and get in touch. I do like to hear from you. So we are checking messages more, but really we'll only read the comments out. So if you do, you leave us a comment. Post any pictures if you want. It's up to you. But I've got a couple of comments this week. So first up, Rotten Son's been in touch.
Oh, brilliant, Rotten Son.
And they're saying, woo! Thanks and cheers. Happy 2018. Thank you very much. 2018 or 2018? What would you say?
I'd say 2018.
Right, okay. I'd say 2000. Weird. Nis Coy's been in touch.
As you know.
Got a thank you for Joe Carly and the Old Dry Schools, my new favourite band. Just brought Them Old Bones and going back for more.
It's a very good album, Tony.
It's a great band.
Yeah, it's a very good album.
And finally, Ah Graham's been in touch.
Ah Graham!
Yeah. Talking of Scouse. That's alright, because we like Scouse. Goopa Goopa. And a happy new year to Paul and Tony and the lovely Steph. Thank you very much. And everyone in Punky Radio Land. Thanks for all the fantastic music in 2017. I look forward to 2018, continuing to unite fans and fans across the lands. By the way, Gary Dring wasn't one of the Garys in the Two Garys show. Our Gary was from Birmingham, although, as of last year, now lives in Manchester. Apooga Poog.
Thanks for clearing that up, Graham. And yeah, I said there's going to be a lot of Liverpool and Manchester going on. There was a Manchester comment there, because Gary Dring from Birmingham has now moved to Manchester, clearly. And also, that's not skanking. TNS Records are based in Manchester. So it's basically a Manchester free to download compilation, even though it's not Manchester, especially as Wonky Unit from South London. Famous idea from King's Lynn, but they're on a Manchester label. And anyway, that's Liverpool and Manchester all mixed up. It's a Northwest battle, Tony.
It is.
Not necessarily featuring Northwest artists. So that's it, is it?
That's all I have.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I think we should revisit a band who are now a new band with a little bit of a difference, going back a long time, Tony, to an album that came out on Voodoo Rhythm Records about a decade ago, I think. Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat featuring Lord Bernardo. And we played at least one track of it, maybe two. It might not be quite 10 years ago. No, it is. I reckon it's about 10 years ago. Anyway, it's taken a while, but the Goon Mat, without Stinky Lou, has now recorded another album, and Lord Bernardo is still there.
Right.
And the Goon Mat and Lord Bernardo are based in Liège. And I did mean to say, by the way, that all that... Oh, we'll talk about it after. Where is Liège in Belgium? Is it on the East Coast?
I think it's west, isn't it? I'm sure I drive through it. I don't know.
Like, there isn't an East Coast.
Of course there isn't. I do pass it, though. I do pass it on signposts when I drive to Germany, so, yeah. I must... Where is it? I don't know.
I don't either. No. But anyway, they're from Liège.
Cool.
What I want to know is, what is the Goon Matt and Lord Bernardo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheGoonMatt.
Facebook.com/TheGoonMatt and Lord Bernardo. And no. Bernardo is B-E-N-A-R-D-O. Paul being said two. Tony two. This is some... I don't really know what this is. It's kind of hard and fast, catchy garage blues, I suppose. How's that for you?
That sounds lovely.
Because of you. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was the Goon Matt and Lord Bernardo, and the first track from their latest album that we were, I say latest, I mean, they're quite a long time between them. We will be playing one or two more tracks off it, I imagine, over the next month or two. And hello to Beatman at Voodoo Rhythm, who we don't have as much contact with as we used to, which is Jane, because he's a fantastic bloke, but he's also very busy. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Not really. Went to so I went to a concert on the 2nd. I can't remember what day that was. Tuesday?
A concert.
It's a Johann Strauss concert. There was some music with, and they had some dancers and they had some singers. It was nice. It was like a New Year's concert thing. I think it was on the 2nd. A bit of culture, and then I had some kind of Japanese curry afterwards. That was about it. That's about everything I've done this week.
I really don't know what's happened to you.
Cultured.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I had my show in Hitchin last Friday, and it went very well, and all the acts were brilliant. And then I drove home via everywhere because of roadworks and rubbish. Mm. And then on Saturday night, I went to one of the barmaids in my local pub, Lauren. It was her 21st birthday, and so she basically invited all the regulars, of which I am one, and we went down there and had a right old laugh. and one of the regulars, Jags, make the curry. And when you get an Indian guy making the curry for you, everybody knows about it.
Lovely.
It was pretty hot. It was lovely, actually. It's fantastic. But what I'd like to talk about briefly, Tone, if I may, is a certain football match that occurred yesterday where lowly Nottingham Forest played Arsenal, who have won the FA Cup three times in the last 4 years, and we beat them 4-2. And at times you could hear on the terraces them singing 4-2 to the famous club.
Wow.
It was absolutely terrific. And Forest reward for beating Arsenal in the third round of the FA Cup is in the fourth round drawing Hull.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got Hull.
That should be right,
shouldn't
it?
Thanks very much, FA Cup.
All right. Would you prefer to play the biggest teams?
Because look, it's a miracle we won that game. We're going out in the next round. I'd much rather we went out to someone massive than Hull. And we've got a new manager, Ita Karanka, who got sacked by Middlesbrough a few weeks ago because he's rubbish. So I expect us to be in the relegation zone by the time the fourth round comes round as well. And it was like I was built up and chopped down within a few hours.
Right.
But it was a great result, and well done to Forest yesterday. Right, I'm going to play something from the vaults, Tony.
All right.
Now, for our fifth track, Half Past Show. And we've played this song a few times before, but I just really love this album it's from. The album's called Enchanted Evening. The band are called Plastron. I don't think the band are going anymore. I mean, this album came out in 2005 or something. It's a long, long time ago. And they did have an album before it, but nearly all the same songs were on this one when it came out a couple of years after. Not sure why that happened, but that's a little bit like what happened with The Cure's first album, Three Imaginary Boys, that was then the one that came out after it, which was called, what was that album called that's sort of regarded as their first album?
No idea.
That's got Killing an Arab on it, and Fire in Cairo, Boys Don't Cry, Jump Me Someone Else's Train, and I can't remember what it's called, but that one.
Okay.
That one. Anyway, which had most of the same tracks on it as well. So Plastron and The Cure have that in common. That's about it. Although Plastron, that weird as toast. I mean, there's like some sort of prog rock B-52s with punk overtones, Tone. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And they're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, PA, which is, of course, on the east coast of the United States.
Right.
Yes.
It is.
What's Plastron's Bandcamp page? It's still there, so they've still got a Bandcamp page.
Plastron.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Plastron.bandcamp.com. Plastron, Plastron.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2. I love this. This is Scary Circus. listening to Gualabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Gualabats that will be playing in Nottingham in the next few months, believe it or not. I will have information about that close to the time. That was Plaster on Scary Circus from the album Enchanted Evening, which is still available, I do believe. I will try and get in touch with Plaster on after this show and find out whether they are still going on. I do hope they are. Love that. I just think the album's brilliant. Right. Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Yep, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. If you have a Facebook event for it, do email me it, and it could qualify for this week's Punky Gig of the Week. Going from strength to strength, of course.
It is, it's been going hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Sussex Saints been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints.
And he points out that it's the second week of the Resolution Festival at the 100 Club in London. And he's right. It's more or less bang on halfway. So I've looked it up, and I think, well, from the 10th, they've got the Subhumans on, Vice Squad's on Thursday, GBH Friday, Discharge Saturday, and UK Subs close it on Sunday.
I'd go and see Vice Squad out of that lot. I think they're brilliant live. I love them. Love watching them.
Yeah, it's cracking. Great.
It's all good, though.
It's all going to be good. So, yeah, if you are around London, at the London, if you did check it out. 100 Club. More information on our Facebook page. There's a Facebook event for it. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
So that's that.
That's all I have, yeah.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo! Not there, London.
In it.
A girl from Eastern Europe today corrected me on saying funny. She said it's funny, actually. Not funny, funny it's funny. Yeah, I went, listen, darling. I don't know which tin pot, wrong side of the Warsaw Pact, fucked up little country you come from.
Okay.
It's all right, she was laughing, we are friends. I said, but if I say it's funny, it's funny. All right. She went, it's funny, and walked off. These things happen. Right. Stage door guy, Tony. We're back to Manchester again.
Oh, okay.
I know, but only sort of. A bloke from Manchester went to New Orleans where he met a bloke. They then... Oh, not like that. I mean, he just met a bloke. I don't, look, it doesn't matter. He might have met him like that. I don't know. Mm. Don't pry.
No.
Hey, live like you want to live. That was a Chuck Bay reference to My Ding-a-ling, Tony.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Don't panic.
Fair enough.
But yeah, he met a guy in New Orleans and they ended up forming a blues duo and relocating to London, which is where they are now. They're called Stage Door Guy. We played a track by them a few weeks ago and they've sent us another one through. They said, we think this might be perfect for you. And do you know what? I think it is. So we're going to play it right now. What is Stage Door Guy's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/StageDoorGuy.
It is. It's Tony Four, Point of the Internet 2, and this is Tick.
Day by day you're losing your way, the end is near and nothing is clear. Tick tock, tick tock, watch the clock. Tick tock, tick tock, watch the clock. Don't fade away, shout, don't pray. Scream, baby, scream.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stage Door Guy and Tick Tock. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. I got I've re-established contact with Mr. Carl, and I think we're going to try and have a drink at some point, but I don't think it's going to be this week.
Right, but I'd like to come with you.
Yeah, I thought about that. Maybe we could put to the line or something. But anyway,
yeah,
I'll be in touch. But yeah, that, so I don't know where that's going to be. It's in the future, hopefully this week, but maybe in the future. But apart from
because
that,
because I am just about ready to go, I keep having ideas as well now. So,
oh, okay.
So we could definitely get together.
I'm free
before long and make some noise.
I'll give him a couple of days and I'll send him a message.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Apart from that, I don't think I'm doing anything. What are you up to?
Oh, man. Well, by the time you hear this show, I will already have been to and possibly died at the annual comedians party in a secret central London location. Various things have happened in the past as a result of that party, not least of which is me waking up in Cambridgeshire.
Right.
When I've waited all night to get the first train back to Hearts when I lived there and fallen asleep on it and nearly been arrested by British Rail Transport Police. When I woke up a long way past my own stop and then tried to get home again. It turns out pleading stupidity, drunkenness and tiredness is not an option.
No, they don't like it.
You still have to buy a ticket, and I didn't want to. So I said, I'm not buying one. They said, well, you'll be arrested. I went, all right, arrest me. They said, actually, you won't be arrested, you get a letter. I went, all right, I'll do that. So then I got a letter and then I ended up being fined. And I had to pay, so I should just bought a ticket, really. But
yeah. Hey,
but this time, I wonder which famous comedians will be there. I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it, really. That's my plan, because it's going to be a two-day operation. I've actually managed to get a train for less than 100 quid.
I've got this one.
Train for 64 quid down there. When I thought about it, if I'd driven to my mum and dad's, it would have been 40 quid in petrol, and then it would have cost me 15, 20 quid on the train there and back, and then there'd have been the fine and the arrest. So I thought, actually, it's a better idea just to get a return train ticket from Nottingham and stay overnight in London. So I am doing.
Oh, nice one.
That would seem sensible, wouldn't it? And I will give you full details next week of, I want to say that, details of what I can remember. The annual comics party is a bit of a drink-a-thon.
Right.
Even by my standards.
If you see Frankie Boyle, do thank him.
I don't think I will.
Okay.
I've never seen him at one of them.
No, he's not going to get thanked then, is he?
No. The most likely is Mickey Flanagan.
Oh, okay.
He's the famous comic that normally... I say famous, the really famous comic that normally shows up at them. But you do get... Joe Brand sometimes comes along. There's various people come along. But the thing is, they show up fashionably late. And by the time they show up fashionably late, I am unfashionably pissed. So we'll see. Anyway, right, we're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony, and this time around we're switching the attention from a free sampler from Manchester to a free sampler from Liverpool. An anti-pop sampler of 2017 is out and free to download right now. Again, it's a name your price job, but it is technically free, but if you can spare them a few pence, do. We played quite a lot from Antipop down the years, but it's not that regular an occurrence. And we tend to play a few in a row when we do. And we're doing that this time. We're going to play two. So stay tuned for the Mighty Boss Mags. We'll talk about them after you've heard this first. This is a band we have played once or twice before, a band called Elmo and the Sticks, Tony, STYX. And I would describe it now. I'm going with Scouse now. I'm saying Scouse rather than Liverpool, yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Scouse, Scuzz, Punk and Roll, I'm calling this. But, you know, it's unquantifiable.
Okay.
And you think, oh, it sounds like a goth band, but it's not. It's catchy. Oh, hello, I like this. And then even the title of the song's a bit goth, but it's not. It's kind of all right. And what, you'll find out in a minute. What is Elmo and the Sticks' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Elmo and the Sticks.
It is. It's only five for the internet, too. You've won already.
Excellent.
It's a thrashing. That makes me gloomy.
We'll be right back. organized pieces. Blew my second 10 minutes, hours, weeks. Say hello, audience. Blew me to the world. I've entire spirit yearning to be free. Save me.
Oh!
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the mighty Boss Mags, all the way from Warrington in Cheshire. Not that far from where you were. Well, you've got family and all that, innit?
Used to. Used to have family. Where was it? Borden? No, that's down south. I can't remember. It was near Ellesmere Port, anyway.
Yeah, you were further west. Warrington is on the east coast of Cheshire.
Flintshire. Yeah, so it was over the border.
Yes. Welsh.
In it.
But he's on the east coast of Wales, though. That was a track called Withered Hand, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm going, again, with... If you know what you've just heard is, let me know, because I've got it down as genre unclassified.
Right, okay.
I'm loving that. They are two tracks, that and the Elman 6 one, which are available via the Antipop sampler, Best of Antipop 2017. So do make sure that you check that out. I don't have the Antipop label to hand, website to hand, but if you type in one word, Antipop, A-N-T-I-P-O-P, you will find it. You could also... go to the Facebook page of The Mighty Boss Mags, which is
facebook.com/TheMightyBossMags.
facebook.com/BossMags. BossMags. Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 5. It's still a win, but I'm going to make it respectable, I think.
Okay, good. Good.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twats. If you have a twat to nominate, don't forget to do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple, or twats receive the thanks. I've got a bit of a backlog, so apologies to all those.
Keep them coming, though.
Keep them coming. I have got them, but I'm a couple of weeks behind. I can't twat fast enough these days. I'm getting old. So Nez Coy has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
And it's in response to something we said a few weeks ago. So he says, "Hi Tony, on hearing Paul talk in such glowing terms about the Daily Mail, I would like to twat Paul Dacre."
No, it's Paul Dacre. It's Paul Dacre, the editor of the Daily Mail.
It wouldn't be Dacre, would it?
Excuse me, and it was tongue in cheek.
Yes, I know. As the editor for the Daily Mail, he's responsible for headlines such as fury over plot to let 1.5 million Turks into the UK, BBC's Brexit firestorm, vote Mail, we face disaster, High Court judges labelled as traitors to the people, over 1 million illegals are in Britain, need I go on. The paper is a rag for the establishment to spread fear and loathing across the country, to make enemies of people we should be helping and to maintain the current status quo. That keeps the rich man in his castle and the poor man at his gate. So Paul Dacre, for your crimes against journalism, you are a twat. P.S. I have no idea which tax haven he claims to live in, so I can't tell where he is from. All the best, Nez. Nez does like getting a bit political.
I'm only going to say one thing, and I'm going to start off with the classic two words phrase, but then we'll expand. Okay. Two words, Stephen Lawrence. The Daily Mail, under the directorship of Paul Dacre, had a front page many years ago when they came out and put a front page saying guilty, with photographs of all the people that had been not even accused at that point of murdering Stephen Lawrence. And it was a very surprising thing to do by any national newspaper. They really went out on a limb with it and took a real chance. And considering the Mail has a reputation for racism, this was something that went against everything they stood for, and they should be applauded for it.
Right. No.
However, he's right about everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly in the recent past that I've known of this, it has been what he said. But yeah, I mean, when was that? Stephen Lawrence, late 90s, was it?
Yeah, I guess, but it already had the rep. It had the reputation then. It was a very surprising thing to do.
Weird.
And it was a landmark thing, because the Mail basically wasn't sued by them, because the Mail was right at a time when they couldn't get anyone in the local area to talk against these foul people.
Right.
The Mail just came out and said they did it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big thing. So yes, the twatting is completely justified. But there's always another side to the coin, isn't there, Tony?
Broken and clocks right twice a day and all that.
Female section.
Yes, they do. And as I say, a cracking crossword and Sudoku.
They do, yeah. Marvellous for sport.
So we're having it, I think.
Oh yeah, it's fine.
So for the Daily Mail in general, Paul Dacre. I'm so used to say Dacre. Paul Dacre from some tax haven
is a twat. This is probably the closest that we're ever going to come to getting sued by the person we've twatted. You realise that, don't you?
Yeah. I've got nothing.
Yeah.
You can get nothing.
This is... I'm a bit fidgety about this one. Right. One last track this week, Tony, but just before we do the last track, there's someone we haven't said hello to yet, and I was down there last Thursday on the way to my show in Itchen. I did stop off at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Where I saw Steve and the gang, and a great time was had by all. It was a great night, and thanks to everyone who was down there. Steve, just to give you an idea of how brilliant the pub is, it was the staff party, you know, the staff Christmas party, and Steve had taken them all over the road to an Italian restaurant. But what he'd forgotten to do when he invited all the staff over the road to the Italian restaurant was realised that he had no staff. So what he said to one of the regulars was, right, Alfie, you're working behind the bar, right? I got there while the staff party was still going on over the road, walked in and went, what are you doing there? He went, oh yeah, Steve ain't got any staff, so he told me I was doing it. I only came out for a drink. I went, all right. So I told him what I wanted, and it was a cask ale. And he went, I don't suppose you could show me how to pour that, could you?
Wow.
It was brilliant. Everyone was helping each other out. Perfect night. Perfect pub. I recommend it. And hello to the Duke's Arms. Now, last track this week, as I mentioned at the start of the show, this was a little bit upsetting, but absolutely brilliant at the same time, in that Wowie Los Args have got a new 7-inch vinyl single out that is available for download as well. And I love Wowie Los Args. They are all the way from Valencia, which is, of course, on the east coast of Spain, Tony.
Mm.
And one of my favourite bands ever, one of my favourite live bands ever. But at the same time that I got excited about this new release, I then read down the press release to find out they'd split up last year.
Oh.
And I'm devastated. I don't know why, but I guess Wowie Los Args, they've been going nearly 15 years.
Mm.
So I suppose that's longer than the Beatles.
Yeah.
So when a band's been going 15 years, you have to thank them for the 15 years they gave you, not be upset they split up, I suppose. But I'm still devastated. You can still look at their Bandcamp page, Tony. What is Wowie Los Args Bandcamp page?
LosArgs.bandcamp.com?
It's Wowie Los Args.bandcamp.com. Args, A-R-R-R-G-H-S. Wow, I'll spell it out. WAUYLOSARRRGHS.bandcamp.com. Wowie Los Args.bandcamp.com. Poorly be internet 3, Tony 6, that's right, isn't it?
5-4, isn't it?
Is it 5-4? Oh, it is. It's 5-4.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? At least I made it respectable.
Yeah.
This is the B-side, I'll say, but it's basically two tracks that have come out to say goodbye. This is Maldita. Maldita.
Loca, hacer lo que es ser, loca, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
Well, that's about the size of it for this week's show. Thank you all so much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, that's podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, that's andra.se.
And thank you to both of those stations for doing such a great job and for now carrying us for so long. Wowie Los Ogs, RIP, Tony. This has been a punky radio from the East Coast of alternative music.
Mm-hmm.
I might see one or two of you in a police cell somewhere in the Cambridgeshire area sometime on Wednesday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.